to Japan now in a different kind of mass destruction. The earthquake and tsunami in 2011 is long over, but the disaster still continues. Authorities in Japan say the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power complex is leaking radioactive material to such a degree that it has become its own separate so-called Level 3 nuclear event. Storage tanks at the plant are leaking hundreds of tons of contaminated water into surrounding land and groundwater. Fukushima is one of the most dangerous places on Earth. Can Japan contain a nuclear site that still holds the risk of contaminating one of the most densely settled places on Earth? Bob Hernan is the author of This Borrowed Earth, Lessons from 15 of the 15 Worst Environmental Disasters Around the World. He joins us. Welcome.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you again.
So this appears to be unraveling in Japan. What's the scale of the contamination, as you can tell?
As we know, the meltdown was in March 2011. And at that time, subsequently, they built hundreds of steel tanks to store contaminated water. This is water that was poured over the reactors to keep them cool and from overheating. And they were also having a problem with groundwater from the local area entering the buildings and discharging from the buildings. And then this Monday, they announced that one of these steel tanks leaked 80,000 gallons of radioactive contaminated water onto the ground. The company says they're not sure what may have caused the leak, but there's some indication it may be a seam on the tank that leaked. And the company assures us that contaminated water will not reach the sea, but the Nuclear Regulatory Authority is not as confident as that and says there are ways in which through ditches and that the water might reach the sea. Now, over the past year, there's been four leaks from similar tanks, but those were only about 2.5 gallons each. So this is a much more significant problem than they've experienced so far.
And water is really only part of the issue. I mean, the authorities in Japan have had to outstrip the question of containing all of the contaminated material. And then there's the question of what do you do with it? How do you get rid of it? How do you store it permanently? It's two processes. And it just seems to me that the contamination, the containment problem is not something they have under control, so they're not even going to get to the question of disposal.
I think that's right, John. I think we're decades away before this gets a handle on it. And indeed, when they start containing it, we just don't know. And the problem, of course, as we both know, is that there's a great deal of lack of trust in the company at this point. Over the last 2.5 years, they've just continuously minimized or denied the dangers. And then eventually they have to acknowledge that there are, in fact, real dangers there. So there's real questions about the reliability of the company doing this.
What is the scale of the population that potentially is in danger here?
At the local level, this last leak is releasing 100 millisieverts per hour. That's equivalent to a 5-year dose for nuclear workers, but it's capping in 1 hour. So if you're right there at the site, it's quite dangerous. The Nuclear Regulatory Authority listed this as a level 1 on the 7 scale for incident, but they've just raised the level to a level 3, which is each level up is a tenfold increase to now a major serious incident. The overall dangerous for the people in the area is yesterday they announced for the first time that a local panel, which is assessing health risk for the area, found 18 cases of thyroid cancer in children 18 years or younger, and they found 25 suspected cases of thyroid cancer. That's out of 210,000 kids examined. And the usual incidence of cancer in children in Japan is one in every hundreds of thousands. So this is a very serious development. If there is another tsunami or if there's another leakage, those things could reach all the way to Tokyo if they explode again.
And level 3 is confirmed now by Japanese authorities. So if we're going to look at Chernobyl as an example here, we have many, many years to go in terms of assessing the kinds of health risks, and we're just at the beginning of that process with these thyroid cancers. That's just the tip of what could conceivably happen here.
That's right, John. It's taken years, and there's still a great deal of controversy in Chernobyl about really what was the full limit and what's still left in the containment structure there, which is Chernobyl's not finished yet. That containment structure is slowly deteriorating, and there may be 90% of all the radioactive material still remaining in that sarcophagus. And if that gets out, then we're still in a serious problem there.
Bob Hernan is the author of This Borrowed Earth, Lessons from the 15 Worst Environmental Disasters Around the World, also publisher of the online magazine Irish Environment. Bob, thanks so much.
You're welcome, John. Thanks a lot.